The push for dam removal was persistent at a second Klamath Dam hearing set up by the State Water Board. It's part of their three-part comment period public meetings on the North Coast, which took place this week in Yreka and Arcata, and another is scheduled for Orleans. In Arcata, a large group of activists, tribal members, and scientists filled up the D Street Community Center to express their concerns on how long the removal process is taking.
I think personally this is literally about the 500th, maybe more, meeting. Maybe this is about the 100th public hearing that I've been to.
A senior water policy analyst for the Yurok tribe, Michael Belchick. He says he spent the bulk of his tribal career focusing on this project.
So it's been a long road. When we started mentioning dam removal early on in the meetings, we were literally laughed out of the room with PacifiCorp. And I've been working on this 24 years, and I see the next generation of young Native leaders coming in, and it's time. It's time to take these dams out and then manage this as a free-flowing river system. Thank you.
Other community members say they're worried about the salmon habitat that has suffered multiple environmental issues that impact salmon populations. Vivian Hallowell with the Pacific Coast Federation of Fishermen's Association used her public comment to emphasize the need for more local salmon, something that the dams prevent. She said we're in a new era where we take better care of fish.
They've encountered so much disease when they come back in from the bad water quality that we've been losing incredible opportunity to stimulate the coastal economy and have healthy local fish. Instead, we have fish flown in from Alaska in our marketplace that people can't even afford to eat, flying salmon.
And while the studies on the Klamath Dams have taken 15 years, state and federal officials are confident that these public hearings will bring them closer to their final decision on the project. Aaron Ragazzi is with the State Water Board. They collect public comment from communities, which is required by the California Environmental Quality Act. After the comment period, which ends on February 26, they plan to develop a final environmental impact report and a final water quality certification, both of which are needed to move forward.
Once those are completed, they are submitted to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission and would become mandatory conditions that were included in the license surrender order for the Lower Klamath Project.
As for why the project has taken longer than most would like, Ragazzi says it's because the Klamath Dams present very specific and complex issues. This includes a settlement process known as the Klamath Hydroelectric Settlement Agreement, as well as the regular relicensing process prior to the settlement.
So they require a lot of time with respect to analyzing the project, looking at the impacts, and developing appropriate conditions. It does take a fair amount of time in order to complete that process.
While this is not the final step in removing the dams, it does move the process closer to completion. For KHSU, I'm Natalia Estrada.